YDS Publishing Simplified Readers, Level A1. Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. It is a cold winter in Scotland, 1,000 years ago. The Scottish army is fighting a battle with the Norwegian army. The King of Norway wants to invade Scotland. The Norwegian soldiers are very strong, and they are killing a lot of Scottish soldiers. King Duncan of Scotland is worried, because his army is losing the war. Now King Duncan is at the army camp near his palace at Forres. He is waiting for some news about the battle. On a cold, stormy night, a wounded soldier arrives at the camp and stands in front of the king. He delivers the good news about the battle. There is blood on his face. He looks very tired, but he is very excited and happy. "My lord," he cries out, "the Norwegian soldiers are running away from the battlefield. Their general is dead. We are a free country again." He tells the king about the bravery of one of the soldiers. He also tells him about the death of the Norwegian general at the hands of this brave soldier. "That is wonderful," says the king. "Who is that brave soldier?" "His name is Macbeth. He is the best soldier in the army of Scotland." "Send Macbeth to me at once," orders the king to his men. "I want to see him." Then he turns to one of his guards and says, "Take this wounded soldier to the doctor's tent. Be quick." It is very late at night now. There is thunder and lightning in the sky. Macbeth is on his way to King Duncan's camp. He is walking there with another brave soldier. It's his friend, Banquo. Both Macbeth and Banquo are very tired. "It is so difficult to walk in this weather after a long battle," says Macbeth. "Yes, we are very tired, but we must continue walking," Banquo says. "How far is Forres from here? Do you know?" At that moment, they see three witches standing under a tree. The witches are dancing in a circle. They have very old clothes on. They are saying strange things. "Look at those creatures," Banquo cries out in fear. "They are so strange and ugly. They look like old women, but they have beards like men." Then he turns to the witches and asks, "What kind of creatures are you? What are you doing?" The witches do not answer Banquo. They all look at Macbeth and shout, "Hail, Macbeth!" Then one of them says, "Hail to you, Macbeth, the good soldier." And another one says, "Hail to you, Macbeth, the general." And finally, the third one says, "Hail to you, Macbeth, the king." Macbeth is startled now and a little scared. "What are they saying? How do they know my name?" he asks Banquo. "My dear Macbeth, do not worry. They are saying good things about you." "They see your future," Banquo continues speaking to Macbeth. Then he speaks to the witches. "Can you tell me my future 2. The three witches look at Banquo. One of them says, "Your sons will be kings, but you will not be a king." Then they all shout, "Hail Banquo, the father of kings!" Macbeth is very excited now. He begins to speak to the witches. "Who are you? How do you know those things about my future? Speak to me. Tell me more," he says to them. But suddenly the witches disappear. Macbeth and Banquo look around for them. They can't see the witches anywhere. They are startled again. "Perhaps they are witches," Banquo says. "But are they real? Maybe we just imagined them because we are very tired and sleepy." "I think they are real," says Macbeth. Then he adds, "Your sons will be kings. That's very good." Banquo smiles and says, "And you will be the king. But first, you will be a general." Macbeth and Banquo continue to walk to Forres. On the way, they meet two noblemen, Angus and King Duncan's cousin, Ross. "We are coming from Forres. The king wants to see Macbeth immediately," Ross says to the two brave soldiers. Then Angus looks at Macbeth and says, "The king also sends his thanks to you, Macbeth, and we have some news for you." Then Ross says, "Macbeth, the king is very happy to hear about your bravery. He is very proud of you. We are going to take you to the king. He will make you the general of our army." "So, you are the new general of the Scottish army, Macbeth," adds Angus. Both Macbeth and Banquo are shocked. They think about the witch's words. Macbeth, the good soldier, and now Macbeth, the general. "And perhaps I will be the king too," Macbeth thinks to himself. And to Ros and Angus, he politely says, "Thank you for the news." Then he whispers in Banquo's ear, "The witch's words about the future are coming true. That means you will be the father of kings." "I can't believe this. It's so strange. Is this a good thing for you or a bad thing?" Banquo says to Macbeth very quietly. Then he begins a conversation with Angus and Ross. Macbeth thinks to himself again, "Perhaps this is good for me. But it is bad too, because I can kill King Duncan. I want to become the king." Then he is scared of this idea. He says, "Oh, this is a horrible idea. I must stop imagining things. I don't want to be a murderer." "Look at Macbeth. He is in a shock," Banquo says to the two noblemen at that moment. And he asks Macbeth, "Are you ready to go to the king?" "I am ready, gentlemen. Let's go," Macbeth says to the three men. And he thanks Ross and Angus for coming there and for giving him the news. They all set off for the king's camp. Macbeth and Banquo arrive at the king's camp at Forres together with the two noblemen. King Duncan is very happy to see Macbeth. "My brave soldier, I want to thank you. All the Scottish people want to thank you too. You are now the general of the Scottish army," the king says to Macbeth. Your Highness, it is my duty to serve you and to protect my country, Macbeth says. I am just doing my duty. My duty to you is like the duty of a servant to his master. This is the beginning of a new life and new career for you, Macbeth, the king says. Then he speaks to Banquo. You are brave just like Macbeth. I am thankful to you too. Everyone must know this. I am most grateful, Your Highness, says Banquo. Afterwards, King Duncan speaks to the soldiers and lords at the camp. My sons, relatives and lords, I want to give my kingdom to my eldest son, Malcolm. So today I am making him the Prince of Cumberland. Then to Macbeth he says, Let's go to your castle, Macbeth. I will be your guest for a night. Can I go there now? I want to give the news to my wife at once, Macbeth says to the king. And he leaves the camp. On the way, he thinks about the future and makes some plans. The king's son Malcolm is the Prince of Cumberland now, so he will become the king after Duncan. That's not good for me. I must be the king, he says to himself. I will do something about this. I have many desires. My wishes are horrible. I have horrible plans. I really do not want to do evil things, but I must.